Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great week. We are almost here at the weekend, which is always good, you know, again, rest a little bit. We got a great show. It's all about empowerment. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We're going to be talking about some solutions to some very unhealthy problems. And we're also going to be talking about some new fangled supplements, and if we have time, maybe homesteading, because that's always a cool topic. A lot of people are interested in that now. And we do have a crack report, but heads up, we got some guests coming up hot and heavy in December. It's going to be Christmas before you know it, folks. But we're going to be talking on the 5th of December, PhD Gary Null and his new book, which is Reboot Your Brain, Some Natural Approaches to Fighting Memory Loss, Dementia, Alzheimer's. So he's going to join us, and we're going to chat about his book and some natural solutions for that. Also, Dr. Carly will be with us on the 17th of December, so right before the big holiday. So we got lots to empower you with coming up in December, as always. And, you know, next week, Thursday, you know, it's a little turkey day. I don't know about you, but I got a little tradition around my house. We're always into some sort of, you know, home project. So it's usually tool belt and turkey around my house. So this year we'll carry on the tradition. We love our little home makeover projects. It's really cool to do. And, you know, teaches the kids, like I still got teenagers at the house, so it teaches them how to do things too. So we're all going to be, you know, cooking, baking, and tiling a bathroom this year. Yep, that's what we're going to do. Well, big salute and semper fi to our military. Lifting our men and women in uniform up in prayer, you know, our righteous men and women that defend this country, got to keep them in prayer. And I'm praying for all of America. I'm asking for God's assistance to, relieve us from the insanity we're experiencing. And, you know, if it's his will, he will. But it's our job to ask, sincerely ask. That means, you know, hit the knees, seek the Lord's face, mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, thank you, Frank. Well, Sebelius was in front of Republicans in Congress. They were asking her some tough questions about the Obamacare. Yo, Health and Human Resources Secretary, Service Secretary Sebelius is, I guess, sweating it a little bit about that disastrous website rollout. She's got to explain where the $2 billion that was loaned to various interests to launch the health insurance co-ops, you know, whether the taxpayers will be able to recoup that money. They were asking some strong questions. Explain the startup costs, whether or not it required reports, the required reports have been submitted, so on and so forth, and whether or not the operations meet required milestones. And I don't know, she always looks like a deer in the headlights to me. Like, you know, the congressmen are speaking a different language. It's weird. Has anybody seen the Time magazine cover? Have you seen that? That is a cool looking cover. I mean, artistically, point comes across instantly. If you haven't seen it, Time's got a picture of a what looks like a broken aspirin, but instead of aspirin, it says Obamacare on the tablet. And underneath it says, broken promises, what it means for this presidency. I just thought it was very cool. Very spot on, Time magazine. And last but not least in the quack report, this is just gross. I apologize if you're eating. Here's some people in Dublin, some scientists over there getting creative and I don't know. New way to make cheese, okay? Let me ask you this. Would you eat cheese made from human cells? Well, that's what they did over there. Scientist Christina Apakis, she's a scent expert at a company called Thistle Tolus. Well, they gathered some microbes from for a project of theirs called Self-Made, which recently debuted at an expedition there about synthetic biology. So what these guys did over there, they wanted to make some cheese, but went about it in a very unique way to grab microbes and create the starter cultures for the cheese. And they got these microbes from human feet, human armpits, a foot, you know, armpits, belly button, and even some human tears. They collected all that with the supposedly sterile cotton swabs. The designer said that the cheese wasn't made to be eaten, but instead was for creation to inspire new conservations about our relationship to body and bacteria. Well, I can think of a whole lot of other ways other than making cheese. Really? Cheese? They had 11 cheeses there created for the expedition, and you know, really, armpit cheese, belly button, lint cheese. What is the world coming to? And that wraps the quack report.
Look. That's all, folks.
Oh, thanks, Frank. All right, well, we're going to be talking about some solutions for some unhealthy problems that we're facing. You know, here's a question, though. How do you make a healthcare system bankrupt a nation? Well, you make the system so that it really never cures anything. And through disease, you manage almost every aspect of a person's life. So if you don't have health, you don't have anything. It's an old saying, and it's true. So if you are chasing after better health with the allopathic type treatments, you can't conquer disease, and you're going to simply just put off the inevitable. So buying into the allopathic care is kind of akin to the Titanic, where the pumps that they turned on in the ship brought the fateful ship some time only before it sank. So allopathic medicine has actually made more drug addicts out of patients than drug pushers on the streets of America. So drug dependency doesn't always mean a narcotic or an illegal substance. It can be patients on heart or diabetic or internal medicine drugs. So the human body can become dependent and addicted on popular prescription medications, and going off these drugs cold turkey would be like committing suicide. So a majority of Americans are taking daily prescriptions and are basically prisoners to these pharmaceuticals. So some are seeing the writing on the wall, and they want to get off these drugs. And it would appear that they are locked into a life and death situation. Or are they? We're going to explore that. Well, Mike Adams at Natural News, he says this: no healthcare system is affordable unless it's based on nutrition and prevention. This is true. But it's kind of sinking into folks. A week really doesn't go by that I don't encounter people who believe that without their life-saving, lifelong drugs, they will not survive. So with recent political events, these folks realize that their drug lifeline is in jeopardy with the Affordable Care Act. So the fate of allopathic health care in America is in turmoil, and folks are worried that a restoration of the old health care system is not likely to happen or even be affordable. So the reality is America has a dysfunctional dictatorship-type Ponzi scheme government-run healthcare system on the march. So the winter holidays are upon us, and people are cutting back on spending, and retailers are worried. And why are consumers cutting back? Well, the healthcare premiums under the Obamacare are higher. And if you thought you'd go bankrupt with just one hospital stay, and if you had no insurance, think again. People are going to go bankrupt under the Affordable Care Act because it's anything but affordable. So people are waking up because healthcare is a personal thing, which, you know, can make or break most families. So the Obama administration has struck at the economic Achilles heel of America. And truth, healthcare was really never their intention. So I think my engineer has this clip, this three-minute audio clip. What Americans are saying, they're kind of waking up, and if we have it ready, let's go ahead and run it.
I want to thank the Lord for our Constitution. I also want to thank the NRA for its legacy. The National Rifle Association was founded by religious leaders who wanted to protect free slaves from the Ku Klux Klan. They would raise money, buy arms, show the free slaves how to use those arms and protect their families. God bless you. Many of us probably wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the NRA.
But let me just briefly say that gun control, for black Americans, we know that gun control has ultimately been about people control. It sprouts from racist soil, be it after the or during the infamous Dred Scott case, where black man's humanity was not recognized. And the beauty about some racists is that sometimes they're blatantly honest. And the racist Chief Justice, Taney, said, we cannot allow the law to recognize the humanity of this individual because he would be able to keep and bear arms. When a lot of Democratic-controlled segregationist governments after the Civil War attempted to deny black men and women their freedom, they instituted black codes, largely to deny the Second Amendment from newly freed slaves.
Right after the Emancipation Proclamation, what was going on down in the southern states, it's very clear that the Dixiecrats wanted to disarm black people to keep us from defending ourselves against the Klansmen who were murdering white and black Republicans to control the ballot box. So I think history is ripe with examples of there's a correlation, direct correlation between gun control and black people control.
This current administration is far from the truth. This agenda is becoming more and more obvious to all that it's a distraction. It's a reason, it's an excuse to carry out an ideology that is more evident every day and every week that goes by, that it is anti-American. And when you touch the Second Amendment, you can't become more anti-American, because America would not be without her guns, and guns would not be necessary without her God. We call upon Americans, both black, white, Hispanics, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, and even those who are not of our faith, to agree upon this. Without God, without guns, and without the Constitution, America's end will come with haste. For when they change our Constitution, they will take our guns. And when they take our guns, they will also seek to take our God. That's when Americans will fight back.
That's when Americans will fight back. That's right. Well, yeah, we got this republic. Is it worth defending? That's a good question. You know, Rush Limbaugh said the other day, after food and shelter, health care is one of the most important things to people. Really? Health care, not defense, your rights, the republic, all the amendments. Health care is more important. Well, obviously, health is important, but you don't have to look at health care as what government gives you. Now, Americans have been conditioned to think they need Big Brother for everything, when in fact the government needs Americans. So the time for talk has long passed, because you can't have rational conversations with an administration which is in derision and lies to the people. So it's time to cut those government apron strings and start organizing ourselves and doing what needs to be done to make ourselves self-sufficient. So this also includes, you know, preparing for your own health care. Now, some things may be beyond our capabilities, like trauma, and you might have to seek professional care that may be required. But be very careful with the medical authorities and read everything they stuff in front of your face to sign. However, you know, we ourselves, we have a positive impact on our health. We can do it. We can prevent lifelong illness. We can reduce the likelihood of infections with committed change with our lifestyle and using some natural remedies. And people just need to get back to that thinking that they're not disabled or disempowered, but they are empowered. And, you know, I hear a lot of advertisements which promote prescription drugs saying this: when diet and exercise is not enough to lower cholesterol, use Lipitor, Crestor, or Zocor. Ask your doctor. Well, it doesn't occur to the average person that if diet and exercise are not enough, add some organ cleansing. Get the toxins out. What's blockading the body from operating properly? Now, I would also examine the lifestyle, because, you know, you want to make sure that you have a clean diet. And, you know, people with heart disease and cholesterol problems, you know, they often find their blood work gets in within normal limits really quickly when they eat a vegetarian diet, like in 1 or 2 months. So this proves the power to prevent health problems is in our hands and not allopathic medicine's hands. Well, there was a farmer, B. Stretcher, Missouri farmer, and he's also an Herb Talk listener. He says this: farmers will always have a backup system for the backup system. I think we need to start thinking like that. We really do. So, you know, it is so natural to me as an herbalist to use food and herbal nutrition to work with the body to restore a balance. It's just, you know, it's as natural as me putting one foot in front of the other, okay? But I'm an herbalist. Now, to me, it's kind of like gravity. You know, it's a natural phenomenon, and you can count on it happening. Now, there is a way to get off the lifelong prescription drugs and convert to a healthier medicine to strengthen the body. Now, over time, the natural product actually reduces the need for the medicine itself. So, you know, you'll eventually won't need anything if you do it properly. So, to reduce risk of withdrawal and adverse events, it's really best to do what is called a gradual weaning process off the drug, which can take 4 to 6 weeks. Now, while you're weaning off the drug, the body's going to need some natural medicine for support to replace what you were on. So if you don't transition to a natural medicine to strengthen the system, well, on a metabolic level, it would be like asking a cripple to walk without crutches. So weaning off a prescription drug is not cutting the pill dose in half or in quarters and taking the drug one day and skipping the next. This process isn't gradual enough to transition to something else, and you could have problems if you don't do it right. So what you want to do is to get off the prescription drug is you want to shave a little, very little off, little subtle amounts off your prescription, little pill, just shave it off. I usually use a kitchen grater for stuff like that. And then I also take the natural medicine product. So it's kind of like a seesaw. As you diminish one, you increase the other. It's a very gradual transition. And this reduces the side effects and for the body complaining. So you want to make it so subtle that the body doesn't notice it so much. You also want to check your vital signs every day and alert family members and friends that you're going through this process. Now, your doctor's not going to approve and most likely is not going to assist you with the process. So it's really going to be up to you to decide and if you want to accept all responsibility. Because there is risk. Everything's got risk, basically. You're at risk being on that drug. Personally, I wouldn't want to be a prisoner to drugs, which will have tighter government control soon. Well, you know, talking about the farmer and the backup and having rights and bearing arms and having the right to freedom of religion. Well, you know, have your backup medicine, too, because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. You won't have ability to fight for any of that. So this holiday season, while you're cooking the dinner and you're trimming the tree, you want to consider your plans for backup medicines should you absolutely have to have them. Absolutely, you will. Now, apothecary herbs will cover your immune-boosting herbal medicines and your organ cleansing for toxin removal. They even have a pandemic kit for whatever the World Health Organization may bring our way. So you'll also find herbal formulas to help you transition off a lot of prescription medications. So your call, though, if you want to do that. So I would if it were me, but that's just me. So if you haven't investigated your options, well, I encourage you to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 has a 24/7 number. And if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Online, the website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And, of course, there is a special deal on the homepage. If you want to check it out, there's some coupons there you can plug into your shopping cart. You can qualify for a free bottle of the 1 ounce calcium formula and a free copy of the Power ebook. The details are on the homepage. And of course, if you subscribe to the newsletters, you can sign up for the newsletters on the website too. Just click on the newsletters tab. And there's special discounts for the newsletter subscribers. Now, these are free subscriptions and they go out every week. So you can sign up for the American Survival, which will cover your health and political and financial topics. Lots of people are writing for that. And or if you just want the natural healing stuff, then that's the HealthQuest issue that goes out on Friday. So Tuesday, American Survival is going out to the email, and on Friday, so is the HealthQuest issue. So you can sign up for one or the other or both. It doesn't matter. They're free, and you'll get empowered with information from a lot of folks out there that care about you and this country and where we're headed and what you can do about it. That's all important. Yes, it is. That's right. So I just think we're just going to need to pull together and help one another and have a backup for the backup. Seriously, I love that advice. It's great advice. Farmers, gotta love them, you know. They just have all kinds of neat things. All right, we're going to talk about some we got a few minutes before our break, so we're going to jump into the next segment a little bit. We're going to be talking about insect supplements. Have you heard about these? No? Well, apparently hunger has become such a problem globally that the WHO and some countries are developing what are known as insect supplements. So world hunger, it's gone from 800 to 925 million, as high as 1.2 million, a billion, in some places. So we're being told that, you know, a minimum of 12% of the population on this planet is malnourished, starving to death, and scientists want to be able to feed them with something. You know, forget the crop growing. Let's, you know, just harvest what's already here. Bugs. The New York Times actually did a story in 2009 on this growing problem, stating that scientists, the experts, fear that the world needs to increase food production by at least 50, maybe 70% by 2030, or death by hunger would exceed the billion mark, they say. So it has been said that the global food production has been increased, and yet we still have hunger. Well, why is that? Well, could it be that the poor and the hungry make good political hockey pucks for the rich and powerful? Now, the UN and the American agencies tend to leverage hunger on a worldwide scale, sort of like the Cancer Society leverages cancer here in America. I know, these are strong words I'm using, I tell you. So worldwide hunger, they use it as a negotiating tool. Agriculture used to be an important part of aid with regards to combating hunger and contributed about 17% to foreign assistance in the 80s. And for some reason, the United States feels that agriculture is no longer the answer for foreign aid agencies, and they've shifted away from agricultural development. Well, if you want to feed somebody, show them how to plant something. Sort of, you know, if you want somebody to teach them how to fish, you know, instead of just giving them food stamps. Boy. Well, we're going to talk about this so-called scientific solution, and what you could find in your supplements could be some sort of delicacy, maybe, or could it be bugs? Some countries think bugs are a delicacy. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Double O 7, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you.
back here on Herb Talk Live. A little retro music there, Magical Engineer. Well, we're talking about bug supplements, insect supplements. You know, this is the scientific solution, folks, to world hunger, to reinvent food. You know, your GM crops, your cloned meat in the lab, cheese made from, you know, human cells. Goodness. Maastricht University in the Netherlands is fine-tuning the production of cloned meat grown in the lab. In May of this year, the United Nations reported they've revisited the idea of using insects as supplements to, you know, fortify the human diet. Answer to the world hunger issue. I've also seen reports where overseas they mention replacing sugary and salty snacks with, you know, bugs. You know, to combat obesity and diabetes. Yeah, the United Nations report, they recommend we eat bugs for protein to reduce, you know, our diabetes, our weight gain, and pollution produced by conventional agricultural protocols would be eliminated if we just did that. Eat some bugs. Apparently, bug supplements are hit overseas in some countries. Westerners, you need to just get over your disgust of the idea of crunching on some crickets and join the 2 billion already trading in their gummy bears for cricket clusters. Really? Okay. Yeah, so America, you better wake up. The folks in the West are just not utilizing the alternative food sources of beetles, wasps, ants, you name it. We're being told that by agreeing to eat bugs, we will help save the planet. Oh, boy. Okay. And besides insects, you know, they have that low environmental footprint. So you know where this is coming from. This is the, you know, this is the 21 agenda here. Just think of the nutrition. You will be getting low-fat, high-protein when you eat your bugs. I can see this benefit being leveraged by diet plans. Could you not see Jenny Craig maybe layering in some, you know, bug snacks here and there? Weight Watchers, possibly. How'd that go over? Well, bug bites will be highly recommended for undernourished children. Now, forget eating a steak. Crickets are going to deliver the same protein and can be harvested for less money, and they don't produce any carbon footprints like cows do. You're laughing? Are you laughing? This is not a joke. I mean, these people are serious. Like, I know there's people out there saying, well, it's not happening in my house. Well, let's talk about the delicacy side of this now, because we're told that eating insects is really a delicacy, and we're lucky to have them. So if you go to South Africa, certain caterpillars are an expensive delicacy. Animal feed companies are supplementing with insects. In the UN, they report they're strongly recommending in their report adding insects to restaurant menus. You know, it used to be you'd come in there, and if you found an insect in your food, you'd probably leave or maybe get your lunch for free. Well, now they'll just tell you that's on purpose. So if this happens in the United States, can you just forget about getting your meal for free if a bug is on your entree? It's like, you know, the garnish maybe, I don't know. So this idea of supplementing the human diet with insects, really not new. In 2001, Nature reported on experimenting with mealworm larvae, which is a protein source, and they added it to tortillas. Now, using mealworms as a meat source proved interesting to the test subjects eating them at the Technological Institute in Mexico. Apparently, the fatty acids in the mealworm made the tortillas taste better. So if Tuesday is taco night at your house, can you see yourself adding some parasites to your tortilla? Huh? No? Okay. Well, let's look at the overseas markets. If you happen to go to the markets overseas, especially in Asian countries, they have all kinds of foods and meats sitting in open-air markets, allowing live bugs to have access to the food. Now, the U.S. marketplace, you know, this would be prohibited, and someone would be, you know, fined or even arrested. So eating bugs overseas is no big deal. So where did the disgust of eating bugs come from? Well, folks, I would say it was from the instruction not to eat certain foods. It came from our Creator. In Leviticus chapter 11 and Deuteronomy chapter 14, we're told not to eat any creeping thing or anything that flies or has 4 feet, for it is unclean. So I don't have a problem not eating anything that creeps or has 4 legs or has wings. I mean, as far as bugs, I don't have a problem with that. I will comply, no problem. But there's probably a reason that we're not seeing, scientifically not seeing, you know, our Creator, that these types of foods would harm our health. So it is true that in the ancient times, people ate bugs during famines or when locusts destroyed all the crops. So people would have to eat the bugs then. However, that is in severe circumstances. And we're being told that 80% of the planet should voluntarily eat insects for protein to save the planet. Now, while folks in the United States are grabbing the Roundup to kill their pests, people in other countries are serving them up with a garnish. So it seems to me this bug-eating protein push is part of the United Nations Agenda 21. Now, livestock produce too many greenhouse gases and greenhouse emissions, according to the UN. So your fast food meal is not only unhealthy for you, but the UN finds it detrimental to the planet. So bugs don't take up too much space or create any messy fertilizer that could, you know, blow up buildings. And, you know, they're easy to harvest due to their speedy reproduction cycle. That's right. So the UN sees your chicken, your pork, your beef, pretty much as an SUV, and bugs as a Toyota Prius, environmentally speaking. David Gracier, Small Stock Foods, he says this, cows and pigs, pretty much the SUVs of the food world, end of quote. Yeah. So what are the top 10 reasons we're told to eat bugs for food? Here they are. 1, nutritional source. 2, per pound, it's more productive to raise bugs for protein than cows. 3, it reduces your need for animal antibiotics, growth hormones, or slaughterhouses. 4, bug raising uses less of the planet's resources, such as water, by 1,000 times less. 5, the FDA already makes allowances for 150-plus insect parts to be present in 100 grams or 3.5 ounces of processed foods, such as your flour. So what's the problem? You're already getting them, right? 6, most world cultures already are eating bugs as a delicacy. 7, insects will be deemed a food crop and will reduce the use of pesticides. 8, bugs taste good, and bug larvae taste like bacon. 9, animal rights activists will be very happy. And 10, bug protein is an inexpensive greenhouse source that will save starving people. You believe all that? My question is, if bugs are everywhere, why do starving people need the UN Agenda 21 to gather up some bugs for dinner right now? Why do the starving people need to wait for the government to give them permission to eat bugs or to make them eat bugs? To mass produce, to market bugs, for sale. Why do you need an agenda? Ah, that is the reason right there. They want you to market them for sale. Hey, starving people don't have any money to buy bugs, folks. So why would they, when they can actually catch a few of their own and crunch away now? So I don't think the UN has encountered a dietitian from the United States, you know, because if they did, they would find out that dietitians would rather eat a hot dog loaded with nitrates and unknown fillers before they ate bugs. I guess the United States dietitians haven't read the book Edible Insects, Future Prospects for Food and Free Security. Yes, the United Nations wants to encourage the development of bug farms. I think the UN report gave this reason for it, quote, domesticating and rearing insects to sustain the population, end of quote. So the domesticating of bugs may seem silly, but is necessary if you plan to feed the world with bug protein. And the reason is if you don't control what bugs are eating, they could consume something that makes them too toxic for us to consume and eat. So if a bug, for instance, eats a certain plant, it could metabolize a toxin, making the bug as deadly as a snake bite. So they have to domesticate the bugs, control what they're eating. So this is probably why God said not to eat certain insects. You know, because bugs can go around eating and munching on toxic plants, and then you have a problem, see? So eat your vegetables. The UN report could come in handy for parents who have children that don't want to eat their vegetables. Given a choice of eating some broccoli here, looks like little trees. I know Johnny doesn't like to look at it and eat it, but okay. So here's the broccoli, Johnny. Here's a pile of broccoli. And over here is a pile of beetles. Which would you like to eat? I know, it's terrible, but you know. So do you recall that a couple of months back, the U.S. Customs confiscated some dietary supplements from China because they contained insect ingredients? So I don't suppose we're going to see insect supplements on store shelves anytime soon. So it makes sense for those in Asian countries who eat bugs, also have them in their dietary supplement products. They don't think it's a big deal. However, that's not how it is in America. All right, so here's one word about protein. The UN report was concerned about malnutrition and people not getting enough protein. So there are other foods to consider for protein instead of your animal products or bugs. Protein is made of amino acids, and there are about 20 common amino acids which must be supplied through food, and it cannot be made by the body. So there are about 9 essential amino acids humans must have, or malnutrition is going to occur. So there's 9 of them. There's histidine, isoleucine, leucine, lysine, methionine, polyphenylamine, thionine, and tryptophan, and valine. So these are the 9 amino acids that the body has. So the protein provided by plants is used kind of like a chelation or chelating effect or an agent to maximize mineral uptake. So the word actually chelate comes from the Greek meaning to claw, as to surround the trace mineral to absorb it. So this pure nutrition actually enters the blood, and then the amino acids feed all the tissue and all the organs. So your organs, such as your spleen, testes, thymus gland, thyroid gland, adrenal glands, your brain, your bones, heart, your muscles, your blood, your liver, your lungs, your pancreas, pituitary, kidney, spleen, prostate, your ovaries, even your nails, all require these 9 essential amino acids, and they're found in plants. They're not found in bugs. So, there you have it. I have debunked the bug supplement industry right there. So here's a list of some vegetables and herb sources that you're going to find your protein, your plant proteins, as high as 70%. You're going to find it in spirulina, wheat germ, broccoli, fenugreek herb, cauliflower, asparagus. I love asparagus. So expensive, though. Sienna leaf, cabbage, feverfew, nettle leaf, horseradish, peppermint leaf, parsley, yellow dock root, alfalfa, your pumpkin seeds, plantation herb or plantain herb, juniper berry, your peanuts, and spinach. So you don't need to starve yourself. You don't need to worry about having to, you know, eat bugs. You have these natural sources here that don't have greenhouse emissions. They're non-animal, and they're good for you, and they will feed a starving body in a skinny minute. So the best-known professional strength herbal supplements that I can recommend to you are made by the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You're going to find an all plant protein mix with your natural amino acids in them. It's called Body Foundation Food Mix. It's a powder. You throw it in juice, make a smoothie with it, and you're done. Just one dose, and it'll cover you for the day. You can give them a call and ask for a free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 24/7 number, 866-229-3663. And international, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. Or you can just simply visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. thepowerherbs.com, and look for their Body Foundation Food Mix there, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And like I said, if you sign up for their free newsletters, you as a subscriber will get special discounts to use on their website or over the phone or through the mail, whichever. All right, we got a few minutes, and I think we're going to touch on this homesteading thing, because I know it sounds old-fashioned, homesteading, but it's coming back into fashion, you know? What homesteading defines really is self-sufficient living, like, you know, planting your own food, having a garden, maybe having some livestock, some chickens or something, building and maintaining a home, a small-scale production of maybe home goods, clothes, or crafts. So the term homestead, pretty much widely used in the United States around the 1862, and then the U.S. federal government drafted the Homestead Act, and it was signed by President Lincoln. So this law allowed individuals who did not take up arms against the United States government, who were 21 or older, a U.S. resident, and head of a family, they could actually apply for a federal land grant. So the northern farmers wanted their own farms, and they wanted to operate them differently from the southern plantations, which didn't include slavery. So the grant was designed to give farmers about 160 acres of free land to foster the westward expansion of the United States, and the National Homestead Monument is actually located in southeast Nebraska. Now, Abraham Lincoln said this: "It is the purpose of our government to elevate the condition of men, to lift artificial burdens from all shoulders, and give everyone an unfettered start and a fair chance in the race of life." End of quote. Well, let's look at the idea. The concept of homesteading in America came from England, and the British called it smallholder. So these terms were often associated with countries engaged with national expansion. And these acts, like the U.S. Homestead Act, helped to control the expansion and the population in certain areas. So these federal laws later led to the management of timber and then livestock. So this was the kind of the starting point of laws to subsidize households in the 1930s and 40s under President Roosevelt, which later led its way for the future socialized government programs. So a degree of independence comes when you grow it, you build it, and you provide it yourself. And you just feel really good about that. And there's little kids all over this country that are learning how to grow vegetable gardens and produce something and then sell it. And they just feel really accomplished by that. Really, nothing was given to them. It was their sweat that produced that. And it's just really empowering. And I encourage more families to do that. It's a small self-sufficiency task, but it's big, it's huge in when you're planting those seeds of, you know, being able to do it yourself. Now, a resurgence of homesteading and self-sufficiency and living off the grid, you know, preppers, whatever you want to call them, it is reemerged. It started in the late 1990s, I think. So there are various levels of homesteading, from those involved in growing their own food to those living totally off the grid. So by then, you know, urban homesteading, it was pretty much in full force, and small-scale family and community gardens were popping up along. Homegrown businesses were operating out of family garages. So self-reliance was picking up speed as the tax burden grew in America. Now, some Americans are determined to be self-sufficient, and that means backyard gardens need more real estate. So a degree of independence comes when you grow it and you build it and you provide it yourself. So the home setting lifestyle, very different from the standards of most U.S. households, what people are used to. Now, for those on limited incomes, the establishing of self-sufficient homestead from scratch can kind of be a challenge. So the financial savings from adapting the homesteading lifestyle can actually correlate with fewer material luxuries, okay? So the cost of living is kind of lowered by using less of the major infrastructure, such as a lot of utilities and, you know, fancy cars and stuff like that. It's a simpler way of living, basically. So why are people attracted to it? Don't they want all the comforts of home and the luxuries and stuff? If it's hard work and long hours and you don't have all those luxuries, why would people dream of homesteading? Well, for the most part, it's about lifting the burden of government control and the unknown, which can cause anxiety. So it's also about connecting with like-minded modern homesteaders, and that provides more security. So in the modern world, most people work for someone or for some corporation, which at any moment they can become unemployed, and that arrangement could end, and then what? So there is also a sense of pride when you tend to, you know, rise up to meet the challenge of homesteading. The urban life is comfortable and convenient, but for some, they're just saying the price and the stress of it is too high. So, and homesteading doesn't mean that you have to do it alone. Many are connecting their homesteads, sharing skills, and helping each other. So living simply doesn't mean living in poverty. I want you to get that out of your head. It's not poverty. So I encourage you to kind of peruse a couple of magazines out there that have a lot of great stuff related to this topic of homesteading. Mother Earth News is one, and Mother Earth Living. They are really magazines that have come a long way in the recent decade, I would say. And they're focused on providing and empowering information to their readership. So I love those two publications. I encourage you to check that out as soon as you can. So, you know, self-reliance is pretty much self-defense, basically. If you think about it, homesteading is a form of self-defense. So what governments can give, they can also take away. And it's a shame that if we live in times where we also have to defend ourselves from the government, you know, a recent example is the IRS harassing conservative groups seeking tax exemption. So whatever your plan is to be more self-sufficient, don't forget to prepare for your backup. The backup needs a backup, as according to farmers. Make sure you have your backup medicines. You know, grow your herb garden if you can, and if you can't, and you want to stock up on supplements with a 10-year shelf life, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll get you all stocked up. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And I think I'm out of time. But I will be back here on Tuesday and to empower you some more. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.